This other witness had entrusted himself to God. He kissed that same crucifix that later awakened the faith of the wife of Dr. Luis Morales, and the unthinkable happened. Since the other witness kissed the crucifix, the doctors have noted an impossible-to-explain improvement. This is how his relatives describe it. What is happening is a miracle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Garabandal apparitions, there are many other situations that are impossible to explain, such as the calls which made the visionaries go to the place of the apparition at the same time. Running in ecstasy at a speed impossible to follow, even for the youngest followers, and also arriving at the place cool and calm, without any agitation, while the others arrived exhausted, sweaty, and agitated. On the other hand, despite the fact that many nights they hardly slept, since the apparitions were usually at night and for several hours, the next day they were as rested and hardworking as if they had slept in peace for hours. And this without counting that they had to attend to the pilgrims throughout the day and do the work of school or the field normally. However, with all these phenomena, impossible to repeat by the visionaries of Garabandal in a normal state and considered supernatural, there are people who oppose the Garabandal apparitions, and their speculations or assumptions are based exclusively on some prophecies not fully exposed with the truth, and with the intention of creating confusion and doubt, such as the case of Joey Lomangino. Joey Lomangino was told by Conchita Gonzalez that the Virgin Mary had promised that on the day of the miracle, she would give Joey Lomangino new eyes, since he was blind. Many believe that because Joey Lomangino died blind, the miracle will no longer be fulfilled. But what these people do not know, who do not discern and who only speculate, creating more confusion without taking into account the seriousness of their actions, is that a priest and personal friend of Conchita Gonzalez explained that Joey Lomangino had offered his eyes to God for Garabandal before his death. And God took him at his word and did not give him physical sight, but spiritual sight in the kingdom of heaven. According to the plan of God, he was going to cure his blindness, but if Joey Lomangino preferred to offer his eyes and remain blind until his death, for the triumph and approval of the Garabandal apparitions, God accepted and took Joey Lomangino without having cured him in this world, but gave him a new view and made him see the miracle from heaven. Joey Lomangino, who was recommended by St. Pio of Pietrelcina to go to Garabandal, for many years tirelessly made known the apparitions of Garabandal and founded Workers of Our Lady in New York to inform people with a magazine about the apparitions of Garabandal, healings, conversions, and other things. There are hundreds of miracles and conversions considered miraculous by many priests and knowledgeable people, which reinforce the opinion of the supernatural nature of the events that occurred in the apparitions of Garabandal. Regarding the apparitions of Garabandal, there is permission for priests and nuns to come to the place. But as in the case of Medjugorje, it is very difficult for the church to decide to officially approve the apparitions, given that the happenings of the warning and the miracle that were already announced are still in progress before the punishment or chastisement in case men are not sincerely converted. For this reason, it is understandable to wait out of prudence for the fulfillment of these prophecies before the Catholic Church gives a definitive judgment. The well-known psychiatrist from Santander, Dr. Luis Morales Noriega, had been appointed by the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese, Monsignor Doroteo Fernandez, since the beginning of the phenomena in 1961, as the main doctor of the Investigative Commission of the Garabandal Apparitions. Dr. Luis Morales himself will later confess not having lived up to his position. However, after a preconceived negative position regarding the phenomena, Dr. Morales retracts and radically changes his mind. This is due to some events of which he himself is a privileged witness in the Santander Hospital. His wife, seriously ill with cancer and unstable in her spirit, after much pain during the last month of her life, she recovered her peace through a crucifix kissed by the Blessed Virgin Mary in the apparitions of Garabandal. She received the sacraments and died in great peace. When Dr. Luis Morales saw this change in his wife's mood, this situation created a great impact in the conversion of Dr. Luis Morales. He also knew that the same crucifix had accompanied another witness shortly before, also afflicted with malignant cancer, also said to be without hope of recovery by the Santander doctors. This other witness had entrusted himself to God. He kissed that same crucifix that later awakened the faith of the wife of Dr. Luis Morales, and the unthinkable happened. Since the other witness kissed the crucifix, the doctors have noted an impossible to explain improvement. This is how his relatives describe it. What is happening is a miracle. Very soon, this other witness is healed and back home. Dr. Luis Morales closely follows both cases and, deeply moved, initiates a great turn in his personal and religious life. Then, going one step further, he will come to publicly acknowledge his dishonesty in the apparitions of Garabandal's study. He had manipulated his commission reports to discredit the apparitions at all costs. Three exceptional graces overlap in his experience: the healing of a terminal cancer and two authentic conversions. Another case. Catherine Muriel is an 18-year-old French girl, the daughter of a Jewish father and a Protestant mother. She, however, has never known interest in religious matters in her family. Neither of her parents professes their faith. With the intention of studying the Spanish language, Catherine Muriel travels to Spain in the summer of 1961. She is received in Burgos, at the home of a young single woman, a deeply religious woman, and her example soon stirs up concern for the supernatural in the French woman. Seeing Muriel's progress, the young single woman from Burgos proposes a pilgrimage. This is how, on August 27th of the year 1961, they arrive together in Garabandal. Jacinta Gonzalez and Mary Loli Mazan, thinking that the apparition could be the devil, throw to the Virgin Mary holy water so that she gets away from them. Soon, however, their sadness turns to joy. They seem to be talking about Catherine Muriel, as they can be heard saying, "She's not Catholic. She's not baptized. Come help her. Oh, it's because of her parents." Then they give the objects from the apparition to kiss, and when one of these objects reaches the young single woman from Burgos, they comment, "Oh, with this rosary, did she learn to pray?" did she say her first Hail Mary with this rosary? Indeed, with that rosary, Catherine Muriel had said her first prayers not long ago. But how can the visionaries of the apparitions of Garabandal know? It is impossible. And that's not all. After having finished kissing the objects, the visionaries of Garabandal ask, "Now? Good." Marie Loli Mazan takes the bottle of holy water, uncovers it, and forcefully throws the water upwards in front of her. Then the most incredible thing happens. The water did not follow a normal course. It didn't fall on me, who was sitting right in front of Marie Loli Mazan, explains the young single woman from Burgos. Rather, making a mysterious curve on its way, it fell like a little rain on Catherine Muriel, who was sitting facing Jacinta Gonzalez. The parish priest who was behind Catherine Muriel assured me that not a single drop had fallen on him. On the contrary, Catherine Muriel felt this mysterious bath not only on her head, but also on her dress and even on her feet. "Yeah, I got soaked," she said. This was truly remarkable, as the jar was so small and not even full. This experience is definitive for Catherine Muriel. Because of the opposition of her parents, she will not be able to do it right away. But after 2 long years of waiting, when she became old enough, then 21 years old, at last, on October 20th of the year 1963, she was baptized in the Cathedral of Burgos by the Jesuit Ramon Maria Andrew, a witness to so many supernatural events. Catherine Muriel will choose as her baptismal name the one that Conchita Gonzalez had suggested to her, in direct relation to the apparitions that had helped so much in her conversion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.